Thank God that he has veiled the future. George Milne, Lessons for the Christian's Daily Walk, 1859. Since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? Ecclesiastes 8:7. God's purposes have all their seasons of fulfillment. His judgments each have their time of visitation. Mapped out in clear perspective, your every dispensation was fixed from everlasting in the eternal mind of God. Your sunny seasons and your cloudy days, sorrow and pain, anxiety and lack, your every loss of property or friends, all was designed before you ever saw the light. Trials may be in store for you, the thoughts of which would harrow up your soul if you knew they were coming. All this is known and ordained by God. What it will be, or when it is to come, he never tells to his creatures. As lightning strikes for quickness, as wave comes after wave for frequency, so may trials visit you. They are as uncertain as the wind, yet fixed in divine purpose, and in performance sure they come. From day to day, from hour to hour, who can foretell his future? Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. Reader, is this your feeling? Is, therefore, misery great on you? Does it make you brood over possibilities, alarmed at the contingency of woes? Would you rather that all were known before, that you might be prepared for whatever trials and tribulations come? Rather, thank God that he has veiled the future, and deals out his dispensations one by one. The time, the way, the kind, the circumstances are all fixed by unerring wisdom and by boundless love. It is thus that God is glorified, his power felt, his sovereignty known, free from the trammels of his creature's will, matchless in skill, unfailing in resources, he thus proclaims his sovereign Godhead. The world may murmur, but the saints submit to God's sovereign plan. The world may tremble, but the saints are glad. In all their woes, they see a Father's hand and a Saviour's sympathy. They would not alter it if they could. They meekly leave the future to their God. The times and seasons, the what, the when, the how, the why, they would not, dare not, know. But these things they do know, that as their days, so their strength shall be. That he who counts the stars and calls them by their names will heal the broken-hearted and bind up their wounds. That divine comforts shall keep pace with worldly sorrows, and that God's grace will be sufficient for every time of need.